is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for the Not Too Late Show with Miche Meisner. Miche is an inspirational humorist, an alchemical wizard, and a healer's healer. Gifted with psychic abilities, sharp insight, loving nature, and lots of study, she brings light to the planet through multiple modalities. Get ready for today's wisdom and woo. Here's Miche.
Hey, folks. Welcome once again to the Not Too Late Show, where it's never too late to step into your power, to express your gift, or to discover your genius. And turn up your light, step out, and be the gift that you came here to be. I am your host, Miche Meisner, and this is one of my very favorite places to be and to share awesome people and their wisdom and their magical woo with you. Talking today with my guest, Joy, who is a stress and trauma revolutionary, ex-corporate executive, and inadvertent shaman. We'll have to find out more about that. She has died 6 times and each time has returned or been returned with different perspectives and uncommon abilities to help others. She is living proof that you only get to die when it's your time. Through her own necessity, after injuries and illness, Joy has become a world expert in clearing stress in 3 minutes or less. Welcome to the Not Too Late Show, Joy. Happy to have you here.
Thank you, Miche. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, that you've got quite the itinerary that you've been through.
It's been a very interesting life, mate. It absolutely has.
Yeah. Give us just a little bit, you know, when you were young, what was it like before? I mean, yeah, well, how old were you with your first near-death experience?
I was 15. I flew off a cliff on a motorbike wearing a full-face helmet and a bikini. They never found a bikini top, and the full face was shattered. I was declared dead on the operating table for 2.5 minutes and not at all happy about being sent back. I had the whole near-death experience before it was fashionable, and I can tell you that light that everybody talks about is the realest thing, and it is pure, unconditional love. And I was absolutely brokenhearted when I got sent back. And the doctor was telling me that he wanted to amputate my leg, said he'd never walk again. I told him I'd not only walk, I'd dance on his grave. And that's how I became a silver medal winning ballroom and Latin dancer.
Oh, I love it. A little defiance there in your healing.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I have motivated myself through the first half of my life, I'd say, if somebody told me I can't do something, then I'd just turn around and do it just to spite them. But fortunately,
right,
now I know about positive motivation, and oh my goodness, it's so much easier in all the ways and way more fun.
Yeah. So one more question about your early life before your near-death experience. You know, were you spiritual? Did you, you know, did you feel connected? Did you know you were more than just your body? Or, you know, where were you coming from before you got to see the light?
I was raised in the valley where Rivendell was filmed in Lord of the Rings. And I'm heir to a long line of matriarchal psychics. But
okay.
I didn't, you know, I was just comfortably psychic, you know, precognizance, bit of clairvoyance, so nothing. Strange or
right? Yes.
And
your sound is cutting in and out a little bit. So if you could maybe, I don't know, stay centered more with your mic.
Yes, ma'am. How's that?
Thank you. That's lovely. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just a bunch of run-of-the-mill psychics in your family. Okay.
Yeah. But the power traveled through the matriarchal line. So with each daughter, it got stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And when I had my daughter, it was as if a door had been opened in my head and I couldn't get it shut again. And I went from comfortably psychic to Whoopi Goldberg and ghost, and it was an absolute nightmare until I learned how to set office hours and channel safely and learn what I'll just, it was, yeah, it's been an interesting life psychic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people who have abilities or, you know, just the ability to sort of pop in, don't know what to do with them and don't realize that just because we've got some, you know, sort of magical gift or whatever doesn't mean we don't get to have hours and turn it off and refuse, you know, mm-hmm. to connect with or speak mm-hmm. with, you know, any being or person that you don't want to. So, yeah, I'm glad that you...
Absolutely, mate. And I wish somebody had been around to talk me through, because I didn't know, you know, I think I want to start the show off because I'm feeling an awful lot of empaths and energy sensitive people in the field.
Okay, I'm still having a little sound trouble, so I don't know if you could move your mic.
I am absolutely facing the microphone. I'm having a wee look now for my here we go. Here's some earbuds. See if that's any better. Hang on a wee little minute, darling.
Sure. Because we want to hear everything that you have to share with us.
Yeah, a bit pointless otherwise, isn't it? Here we go. How's that?
Okay. That's better so far. All right.
Oh, jolly good. All right. So let's kick off then with something for the energy sensitive people. Because, my word, I know what it's like. I used to be so energy sensitive that I would feel physically bombarded by negativity if I stepped outside the door and the little place I'd created for my own safety, and I'd become physically ill. And I finally said to God, look, this is ridiculous. If you want me out here in the world, then you've got to organize something. I can't be wandering around all like this.
Right.
And the next day, somebody who never gives anybody anything gave me a wonderful book by a woman called Dawn Hill called Edge of Reality. And in this, she took me through the oil cleanse that I'm going to take you all through. So take a deep breath. I want you to have some water, darlings. Your brain is a wet computer. I'm having a drink.
Oh, I love that. Wet computer. That's a great
Yeah, it's a wet computer. It's, in fact, a 2% drop in your body's hydration will result in a 20 to 30% drop in brain functioning. So,
wow.
And the first thing to go, I know, the first thing to go is your short-term memory. So next time you find yourself going, what was that guy's name? How much water? That's your brain going, look, what do you want from me? I need all water in order to be able to function. It's the most water-intensive organ in the body. So just top it up, have a drink. Cheers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff. Remember to focus love. Oh, I don't know if you do this, but if you don't, it's going to rock your world. Dr. Emoto showed me how to, in his wonderful documentary, something about water.
Messages from water.
Messages from water. Good on you, mate. What did that rock your world? It rocked my world.
It really did. If you're not familiar with him, check him out. He's no longer with us, but his work is, and you could look him up through Google, Masaru Emoto.
Right? Yep, absolute legend. And he showed how you can turn a polluted water molecule into a, look at that, just by focusing love. And so just for a moment now, have a wee taste of your water. And now focus love, 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 love. All just open up your heart and just give thanks to that water, because by jingoes, where would we be without it, eh?
Yeah.
Everything that stands us in the upright position is dependent on your body's hydration. So have a drink. Focus love, focus love, focus love. Ooh, yay, and gratitude, and All right, now have a drink and see if you notice any difference. to me, the water feels softer. It's really cool.
Yeah. I've got a friend, one of our early guests, Linda Lang, who does a whole water alchemy thing and can program water for people. And it's amazing how different it tastes and even feels in your mouth.
It's fantastic. Yeah, and remember, that's wonderful, good on you, Linda. Oh, out friggin' standing, and you can do it for yourself. At actually every sunset, when I figured out, oh my God, where there is something that we can do, whenever we look at the horrible things that have been put in our oceans, and Fukushima is now 10 years in, and they're just about to dump all of the toxic waste, the nuclear waste, into the Pacific Ocean. There's nothing anybody can do except we can. We can. Every sunset, as the sun has just stopped with me, and open your heart and send out love and joy and gratitude to the waters of the world, and you'll be joining people all over the world who are also earth warriors like you and who want to leave an earth for our children and their children. And so, yeah, just stop every sunset. Gather up all of the gratitude and send it out and out and out into the waters of the world to transform and transmute everything that shouldn't be in there. All we have to do is reach critical mass, don't you? So just
right.
Tell your mates. Yeah. I do it live on Facebook every day to remind people and invite them. Yeah, come on. It's that time again. Yummy way to end the day, eh?
Yes, wonderful. And empowering.
Exactly. You're doing something. Make it a game the whole family plays. Hey, look, you know, here is something we can do, all of us. Doesn't cost anything, takes a few minutes, feels really good. It's manners, the way of paying rent on the planet, eh?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Awesome.
All right. Everybody ready for the aura cleanse?
Absolutely.
Lovely. Now, I'm sure you're all aware about auras. It's around every living thing. And I'm going to invite you to do a breath that actually helps you to relax instantly. It's just delicious, and all you have to do is sigh. Because how do we breathe when we're stressed? It's like, hold our breath. Of course, that doesn't help at all. But how do you breathe when somebody says it's okay, everything's going to be just fine? What do we do? So that's how your body has come to recognize a sigh as a signal to relax. You can get your body to relax just by sighing. Go on, give it a go. And notice the difference between an audible sigh and a silent sigh. And as you're breathing this way and as you're allowing your body to relax more and more with every breath, I wonder if you can imagine a glorious light from the highest source, whatever that is to you, a glorious, purifying white light streaming down over your head, relaxing all the muscles in your scalp and face and jaw. Throw open the doors and the windows of your mind and allow this glorious light to breathe through, cleansing everything that it touches, leaving you feeling so very clear, so very light, as if all the cobwebs have been swept away. Breathe the light down over your neck and shoulders, easing any stress or tension, caressing each muscle and tissue and sinew as it flows down your arms, just tingling your fingertips. Breathe it into your chest and upper back. Inhale this glorious white light down into your stomach and lower back. Feel it filling your heart, this gorgeous light. Feel it filling your heart to be pumped around to every organ, every cell, every gland, every fiber in your total being. And everything it touches, it cleanses. fullest light and sigh it down your spine, strengthening, clearing, purifying. Feel it flowing down over your buttocks and genitals, down your legs, to your feet, this light, washing away everything that doesn't serve you. Washing away all that you don't want to take with you into the next part of your Shiro's and Hero's journey. Stand under this cascading beam of light that goes down over your body and down, down, down to the crystal heart of Mother Earth and anchor it there. Bring it slowly back up, gathering all of the deep, rich nurturing, all of the groundedness and strength and nourishment of Mother Earth, bringing it up through your aura, 12 feet around you in every direction. And as it moves slowly up, see, feel, or imagine it, gathering any last vestiges of negativity or anything that you don't want, and evaporating it all like smoke. And take another deep, lushest breath. Because now comes the glorious light of unconditional love cascading all around you now, cascading all around you now, filling you with unconditional love, filling you with unconditional love. May this love fill your heart and feel it moving through your veins with your blood, energizing you. Unconditional love inside of you. In every cell, in every cell, until you are it, and it is you, and you can no longer contain this light, and it pours from every cell and streams into your aura, 12 feet around you in every direction, filling you, surrounding you,
and unconditional love, and you are floating in it. You are unconditional love. And when you have it filling you utterly, surrounding you 12 feet in every direction, then seal it in a magic golden sphere with you in the very center, utterly safe, completely protected, filled by and surrounded in unconditional love. And because like attracts like, all that is unconditionally loving is magnetized to you. And anything not for your highest good, why, that just bounces straight back off. That is a very magical sphere indeed. Feel how it feels to be in this safe and sacred space that you are in, that you are, that you are. When you're ready, take three deep centering breaths and bring all of that yumminess, all of that groundedness, all back to present time now. All back to present body now, here now, be here now, be here now. Be here everybody feeling.
Yeah. I don't know about anyone else, but my entire skin, the skin on my entire body is tingling and feels alive and feel a little tearful and a little choked up emotionally. I guess all that unconditional love. I feel full in a very energized and peaceful, happy way. Thank you.
And it is my privilege. Why, I am a flute, the master play. And through the tones come healing. The tingling that you are experiencing, perhaps some warmth and movement in the body, is a cellular upgrade, making release easier. For the next 3 days, make sure you give your body what it is that you need. Flush it with water, lots of water, which is now more available for you, these toxins, to be cleared, to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is good time for spring cleaning, yes.
Yes.
Feel into your body and feel how it feels about that. What does it think about that idea? Ask your body, dear precious body, thank you. If your body had a message for you, and it does, it would be, I am doing my absolute best for you. Do you think you could put in a bit more effort? Our faithful, wonderful bodies work so hard all day, all night. And yet how often do we stop and say, oh, thank you, dear lungs, for breathing in and out so beautifully. Thank you, precious heart, for beating the way you do so that I can live. Thank you. I'm going to give you one of my favorite to, just feel ever so much better and have your body function more effectively. Would you like that?
Absolutely.
Mm. So, first of all, I'm going to ask you, really, when was the last time that you stopped and really properly gave thanks to your precious body?
For all of
the things it does. I'm reaching into a drawer right now and I'm getting out a lovely moisturizer. I like to use coconut oil. It's just delicious. You can use anything. I am going to invite you to go to the body part that you've most hated. Because let's face it, everybody has a body part that they're really just not keen on. Maybe not hate. For me, I hated my bum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's until I made a friend who didn't have a bum, and she's a mouth painting artist. She paints these incredible pictures. She with her mouth. She doesn't have arms or legs. She doesn't have a bum. She's got a torso and a head, and the most amazing disposition you've ever met. She is an absolute legend, and I sat with her and learned about her and watched her and learned from her and went home and said, I am so sorry, dear bum. You are not a horrible, awful bum. You are a fabulous bum. I apologize for getting cranky at you when I found all my pants didn't fit, but it's not your fault. I can't resist anything but temptation. You are a wonderfully comfortable place in which to sit, and I will stop being so awful to you now.
I love that.
So what part of your body are you going to just hold and love and say, I want you to hold that part of your body right now that you've been given a hard time to, and I want you to imagine life without it. And then I want you to apologize to that precious, wonderful, faithful part of your body that's been absolutely doing its best with what it's got, and is always, always, always doing its best to help you, and thank it now. Really, truly, thank it. Because where would you be without this part? Every morning when you hop in the shower or the bath, I invite you to give yourself a little extra time. And instead of just washing yourself over quickly, just as you cleanse each part of your precious body, the only one you get in this life, thank it. Thank you, dear hands. I know I'm probably not going to get the opportunity to later on in the day, but my word, I certainly appreciate all the work you do. And yes, dear thumb, I am feeling that little bit of arthritis in there, and I am paying attention. I am not ignoring you. I am listening. What is it that you need? When you treat your body like it's bad and wrong, it's just not helpful. I'm going to tell you a wee little story about how I learned the Smoochie. After the doctors said I wouldn't walk again, obviously I did, but I did what I wouldn't let the doctors do. I metaphorically amputated my own leg. It became my bad leg. I didn't know what to do with the pain. And so I did what I'd been taught to do, what I'd been raised to do, what I'd seen everybody around me do, and that is soldier on. Mm-hmm. And put it behind me and ignore it and suppress it and repress it and oppress it and just not think about it and work harder and all and just... And then I wondered why it wouldn't heal. It was only when I realized that you can't heal what you don't own. And I sat down with my leg and I said, precious leg, I am so sorry. I have spent years making you wrong and bad. You are not wrong. You are a wonderful leg. You reach all the way to the ground. You carry me around despite every dreadful thing that I have done to you. I am so, so sorry. I'm not ignoring your pain anymore, because pain is just your body's way of saying, hello, attention is needed. Tell me what you need. I am here. I am listening. And we're going to get through this. And it was only when I learned to treat my pain like a crying child, and instead of locking it away and making it bad and wrong for being in pain, I love it. Take that part of your body right now. What part of your body is being hurting? Hold that sore part of your body. Maybe you too had a bad leg. I don't know, but hold it now. Actually, just take a moment, because feel the tingling in your body. It's still present. I want you to rub your hands together real quick, like you're in a karate kid. And then put your hands on that part of your body. And say, I'm sorry, I've made you wrong and bad. I love you. I'm listening now. You don't have to yell at me anymore. And while you do that, while you listen, I'm going to love you. Oh, my Lord,
speechless. This is such a like a journey, a voyage here.
Yeah.
More, you know, tingling, more energy, more sense of waves going through my body, and my body parts are, I think, relieved that I'm not still trying to get rid of them at the moment.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And,
yeah,
you know, thinking about how so many people who are trying to be more spiritual and higher consciousness and all of that, we're trying to get away from our bodies. We're trying to get out of our bodies, right? Like,
mm-hmm,
our bodies are the, you know, the bad, wrong thing that's like holding us here.
Yeah.
And it's the vehicle, right? It's the expression of spirit in this realm.
Yes. Oh my goodness. If you only knew the cue that there is to have this incarnate experience. Our bodies are what allows us to express and experience ourselves in the world. Oh my God, we get to have a body. We get to have a body. We get to see and smell and hear and taste and decide what we want and focus on it and draw it to us with our focus and roll around in it for as long as it delights us, and when we're done, choose again. Oh my God. We get to have a body. And as soon as you shift into the awareness of your body being a gift that you gave yourself so that you could have this adventure, as soon as you shift into a gratitude state and an awareness state, a state where you get to realize that you're in partnership with your body. For start, it's helpful to remember that your soul does not reside somewhere inside of your body trying to make room between your gut and your lung, whatever. No. No, your spirit, my love, resides in your auric field, propelling your precious and beautiful body around like a massively sophisticated bioorganic supercomputer with feelies and touchies and opportunities to do all the things. You know, it's a gift. And yes, my sweetheart, pain is inevitable. Oh, God. But ignoring it and suppressing it, look here. I want to give you a little idea of how the bodies work. Would you like that? So you're a bit more clear on them. So
yes.
All righty. I want you to imagine your body as a three-dimensional hologram with conscious, subconscious, and body. Say you've got a problem in the conscious mind that there's nothing I can do about it. So I'm not going to think about it. I'm just going to put it out of my mind. Well, the issue that you have created for your own personal growth and development does not just fit off into the ethers. Undealt with, it moves forward to the subconscious where it manifests as dreams and stray thoughts. Deal with me now. No, can't. I just don't even know. Just I put it away. And so it has no option but to move forward to the body level where it manifests as pain and dis-ease. I'm in your face, deal with me now. But instead of going, ooh, thank you so much, pain, for drawing my attention to an unresolved issue, you go, ooh, pain, I don't like that, take a pill, which is a lot like putting masking tape on the oil warning light in the car because you don't like the message that it's sending you. This is never long-term helpful.
Right. Well said.
Mm-hmm. So now not only is the original issue suppressed, but the body has a drug to deal with. And it just starts spiraling downhill. When I learned that different emotions, my passion is psychoneuroimmunology, how the way we think affects our health and well-being. And when I learned that different emotions have represented in different parts of the body, I was just completely fascinated. But first, I hated it. I'm certified in more than a dozen different healing modalities, and my first one was kinesiology. And my kinesiology master would ask me, so you have pain in your back and in your leg. Why is that? What's the emotional cause? And there's no emotional cause. I flew off a cliff on a motorbike. I was hit by a drunk driver. I've died a bunch of times. I've got 13 displaced vertebrae. That's my issue. And he said, yes, it's just so interesting, though, that even though you flew off that cliff on the motorbike wearing very little indeed, the only things you damaged was your left leg and 13 displaced vertebrae. So you don't have any issues around moving forward in home and relationships, because the left side, darling, the left side represents home, relationships, creativity, mum stuff. The right side represents work, money, logic, bad stuff. And where your pain or issue is will tell you what the pain and issue was. In my case, it was moving forward with mum stuff. I was 15. a whole bunch of things. Where is your issue located? There's actually a wonderful, I took everything I learned from specialized kinesiology
and merged it with Louise Hayes, Heal Your Body. Mm-hmm. Absolute legend.
Yeah.
If you do not have her book, I know you have her book, Michi, but everybody else just go and get it. It tells you where your issues are. For example, cancer, and this is I mean, how many women, cancer is unresolved resentment pushes deeper and deeper and deeper into the body. It's long-term resentment. And where the cancer is will tell you what the resentment's around. Now, how many women do you know have breast cancer? That rise in breast cancer, in freaking sane, mate. What is it, 3 in 5?
Mm-hmm. Right.
How many of those women nurture everybody except themselves and end up feeling resentful about it without nurturing?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you one thing that will change your life forever if you decide to do it. If you want to potentize and empower every single person in your life, if you want to potentize and empower every project you do, everything you touch, this is the key. Fill yourself with what you want to give to the world and give from the overflow.
Oh, nice.
So nice, mate. So nice. Makes complete sense, eh?
Yeah. Yep.
Because otherwise, so think of an orange. And what do you get when you squeeze an orange?
Orange juice.
Yes. Can you get pickle juice when you squeeze an orange?
Pretty much not, yeah.
No. Can you get lemon juice when you squeeze an orange?
No.
No. Why not?
Because it's not an orange. It's a lemon.
Exactly.
Right?
And it can only give you what it's got inside of it.
Right.
And just like an orange, when we're put in a situation and squeezed, we can only give what we've got inside of us. And if we've spent our lives giving to everybody else except self, then chances are what's going to come out is going to be pretty dry and maybe even bitter. But if you take the time to give yourself what it is that you need, then a couple of things will happen. One, you'll be juicy. You should be juicy. And it will be yummy. You'll be so much more attractive. But this is the key to removing so much pressure from every single one of your relationships. This is the key right here, right now. Give yourself what it is that you need. Stop sitting around and waiting for somebody else to give it to you. Nobody needs that burden or responsibility. Too many
right.
of us, we've all been trained, oh, you must be good girls and boys. Think of everybody first except yourself. Can I ask you, has that ever worked out for you?
Right.
It just doesn't. You can't give what you don't have. It's not logical. So when you give
right.
yourself and what it is that you need, then anything anybody else gives you is suddenly enough. You're not coming from
right.
a position of needy grabby.
Yeah, part of the overflow of receiving then instead of what's keeping you alive or surviving.
Nailed it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Wonderful things will happen if you do this. I promise your life will transform. These are foundings. I have died 6 times. I know more than anybody I know about starting again from scratch with nothing.
Yeah. So
and
all
these
right.
are the tools. These are the tools that will get you, that will put you in a position to be able to handle whatever crazy thing life is going to throw at you, because life is going to throw stuff at you. And all you get to decide is how you respond to it. Nothing that happens to you matters as much as how you are able to respond. And when you have, because that's the choice that determines what happens next. And when you have given yourself what it is that you need, when you are giving from the overflow, you are in a better position to respond to absolutely anything all the time.
Right.
It's the only responsible thing to do now. Because we are in a position in this world where we are creating a new world, and that means a new way of being and a new way of thinking, a new way of operating. There is no normal. We can't go back. There was a pattern interrupt. It was very important. Now we get to decide how do we go forward. I'm suggesting that instead of going from a position of fear, we begin by going from a position of fullness, filling ourselves and encouraging those around us, because when other people see us doing it, they go, wow, you are looking so good these days. What's going on? Everything you're doing is like turning much easier. What are you doing? Tell them.
Yeah, that's great. This has been gold. just pure gold. And I hope everyone, you know, takes your words and your perspective to heart and tries it out, you know, and follows. You know, you can listen to the replay again and again and go through the exercise that you took us through, you know, for anyone who's listening. I'm curious, you know, having had 6 near-death experiences, have you found kind of a softer, gentler way to learn what you need to learn next?
God, you'd think, wouldn't you? Apparently not. It's actually been super interesting. It's not been about learning. It's like, you know, most people incarnate and they live a nice life and they die and they incarnate again. I haven't done that. It appears that this time I signed up for just jumping tracks. Every time I've died, I've been returned with different skills and uncommon abilities to help other people. And I've been returned with a different energy, so different that the name doesn't fit anymore. So I've changed my name half a dozen times. So different that, like in weird ways, eh? Like I used to be the best present buyer on the planet. Just my superpower was buying presents. Died, came back, couldn't buy a present to save myself, but now I can decorate a room like nobody's business. Like weird little stuff like that.
Interesting.
I know. It's been really interesting. So it's not been, no, I'm just super careless and keep carking it. No, it's all been, I have been carefully designed. My life is a cartoon life that inspires and helps so many people, because people look at me and go, oh my God, if she can do that, then I've got a chance using the same tools. And they're right. They do. The tools that I teach, this is my legacy. Otherwise, it would have all just sucked and been for nothing. So I won't have that. No, my legacy is people living more joyfully and less stressfully in 3 minutes or less.
I love it, right? Without having to die once or twice or six times.
Without having to die. Look here, take my advice, please, so you don't have to.
Right.
Yeah. This is the easy way.
Right. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, so we're almost out of time. I want you to please tell people, you know, how they can work with you or where they can find more information, what you have, you know, available, et cetera. Yeah.
You can find me over on experiencejoy.com. I'm lying pretty low at the moment. I'm very restricted in my clients. I only work with people who empower other people and who are here for a mission of light in the world. But you'll know if you're supposed to work with me. Your guides will land you like here. Because every single person that's being brought to me at the moment is somebody who has always known in their heart that they're here to do something large, and they have a large team, and I introduce them to their team and clear them of their blocks and teach them how to maintain it so they don't run around after me. They can do it themselves.
Right.
And that's important. You know, the time now is to step up and skill up and help one another up.
Yes, absolutely. This is for those of us who've been wondering what we were here. We knew we were here for something, but nobody gave us, you know, the booklet. I think for a lot of us, this is it. This is what we're here for right now.
Yeah,
sort of changing, right, shifting of the poles in the world.
You were born for this time. You know, you might not like it. You might whinge and bitch about it. But if you really go deep into yourself right now, do it right now, feel if my word's true. This is how I know if something is true. It's if I already knew it. Now, if you are listening to this, then there is a very good chance that you were born for these times.
Mm-hmm. Right. No accident. If you're here listening to this, there's no accident that you are here listening to this.
Yeah. So go on over to experiencejoy.com and I'll send you a 15-minute video that shows you how to relax instantly, keep a clear head no matter what's going on, and clear stress from your body.
Fabulous. And you can also go to my Facebook group for the show. It's the Not Too Late Show Facebook group. Mm-hmm. And I will have eventually the link for the replay of this so you can listen again to all of Joy's wisdoms and soundings and everything, and also contact information for Joy there. So thank you again so much.
Thanks, Nikki.
And I just want to let people know from my end of things that I am doing another Spoon Bending Workshop on April 18th. That's a Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm going to be doing them once a month, and just invite any of you who are interested, or even if you've done it already, it's always a unique and one-of-a-kind experience, because I'm not reading out of a notebook or anything, and it changes with whoever is there and kind of what we need to learn or grow with. And it's not about the bending of the spoon. It's about what you learn and what you grow through bending the spoon. So I hope you'll check that out, and I'll have the link to that event also in the Not Too Late Show group and on Facebook also at the Spoonbenders Cafe. So I hope you check that out. Thank you for listening. Bring your friends next time to listen to this and, to future shows. Thanks, everybody. Go out and be the gift that you came here to be. All right. Be well, everybody. Bye.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997. The News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily, and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.